Hello and welcome. Welcome to this week's Blog Talk radio show. My name is Master Mirva Inkeri, and I'm honored to be a divine channel, worldwide representative, and a disciple of Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha. Today, I'm very excited to share with you about the highest healing power beloved Master Sha brings to us through the Tao Source calligraphy. This is the highest healing power, and we have many ways of accessing this at this time. So that is what we're going to explore today from few different angles. So hello, Tina.
Yes, I'm over.
Nice to be able to chat with you today. So Tina, I wanted you to share, if you can, your journey and your personal experience of becoming a Tao calligraphy soul healer. How that journey was for you and the training you went through with Master Sha, because that's quite unique. So if you would share your perspective, journey, and your experience, I think that would be quite fascinating.
Yes, I can, Master Mirva. I came across Master Sha not very long ago and found out he was coming here to Australia and that he was going to be doing calligraphy, and not really knowing anything about it at all, my heart or my soul seemed to jump at it and just couldn't wait to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know why. And so I found it fascinating with the calligraphy. I just loved what it represented, that this calligraphy could heal. I was fascinated by that. I wanted to be part of it. I wanted to learn it. And I'm not particularly artistic. I'm not particularly into writing. but it really just touched me and grabbed me, and just couldn't wait to do it. Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm. And how was the training? How did you go with the training?
I loved the training. I loved learning all about the wisdom of the calligraphy, what's actually happening as we're writing. I liked the way Master Sha teaches the calligraphy and teaches each character, and we get to practice it over and over. The tools that we use are great, because you can just keep using the water paper and the paintbrush over and over, and that while you're doing that, you're also transforming yourself even as you're learning it, and that people would come around and also assist us. So yeah, I found it very easy, very enjoyable. I like having fun, so it was a bit of fun as well, you know. So just, yeah, I really loved it. Very very, very different to anything I've ever experienced. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why would you say that? Why was it different? Or how was it different?
Well, for me, I suppose that I haven't experienced. I haven't ever been drawn to doing art classes or healing classes or anything like that. So to be able to incorporate writing, healing, and knowledge all sort of in one stroke, yeah, it really fascinated me. So, and each symbol represents, you know, something, and that you can then incorporate that into the healing. Yeah, it's just fascinating. Completely new, nothing I'd ever heard about, seen about, or felt before. So yes.
So how did you become then, from that, how did you become a Tao calligraphy soul healer?
Well, as soon as I started the calligraphy and enjoyed it so much, I just couldn't wait to become certified. And that required getting some, you know, downloads and blessings, and then actually using the calligraphy to heal other people. So I was very keen to go out there to try it, to see, you know, how this affects people. And so I did that very quickly and got some great results back, and certified sort of within 6 or 8 months, I think it was, yeah.
Wow. How beautiful. That's really, truly quite a change you've made. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
How do you use a Tao calligraphy today in your life, in your business, or for you personally? What do you do with now with your qualification of being a Tao calligraphy soul healer?
I actually use the calligraphy regularly, so I love practicing with it, and the practicings are a form of meditation, so there are lots of different practices we can do, mantras, chanting, but I find very drawn to doing the calligraphy. One, because I sort of feel like I'm using my whole body, my whole focus when I'm doing it. That seems to suit me.
Hmm.
I find myself more easily attracted to doing that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, once I start writing, I, you know, might set myself 10 minutes or something to do it. But in actual fact, I end up going a lot longer than I expect because I enjoy it almost. Don't want to stop doing it, you know. It's usually because I have to go somewhere or do something else that I stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I just love the way it sort of speeds things up, your
mm-hmm.
your sort of healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, afterwards I always feel so much calmer and centered.
Mm-hmm.
After doing the calligraphy as well, so it's just a great simple tool to use sort of any time.
Mm-hmm. And do you use it in your business?
Yes, I do as well. So with the other modality I do, I work with people who have grief, and I like to do a calligraphy for them at the end. So I will do something for their lungs and connecting their lungs up to the, you know, to the Tao usually.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, and they actually quite like that as well. So while they're sitting there, I'll just do a calligraphy at the end for them, just to give them that whole spectrum of healing
And when you were doing your case studies for your certification, you said you got great results with people. What is other people's experience? What is the feedback you've received from people?
Yes, a lot of people have had healing, a lot of improvement in their healing. A lot of women who had a lot of female issues found that there was a lot of healing around that.
Mm-hmm.
People who had migraines actually noticed that their migraines had subsided a lot.
Mm-hmm.
With them. And I've also done some healings for friends outside, or friends' babies who went from being on a critical list to being on the emergency list.
Wow.
So that was a big transformation for a newborn baby, yes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's...
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wonderful. I'm so happy for you that you've been able to use it.
Yes.
In such a very practical, tangible way.
Yes.
And you've had such great experiences and results with people.
Mm.
That's wonderful.
Love it.
Great. I wanted to ask you about your ongoing studies on Tao calligraphy. What are you doing to keep the journey going for you?
So with the calligraphy journey, there is actually always more to learn. There's always a new character to learn. So that's always something quite fascinating. I find there's always this new level to go to. I attend... We have Master Carol here in Australia, and I attend her weekly classes.
Mm-hmm.
I love Master Carol. She's a great teacher, and she always loves to refine your calligraphy just that little bit more and push it to the next level. And so I love learning under her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've had some calligraphy healing services with and from Master Carol?
Yes, I did actually, before Master Carol was even certified herself. I was one of her testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for a healing to actually help my business. And she gave me this calligraphy. I didn't know much about it at the time because I was new to all of this stuff. And so I just did as she told me, started tracing it. And I picked it up one day and asked to get more clients. I traced it, and within 10 minutes, somebody rang me and became a client. So I thought, wow, this stuff is good.
Great.
So yes, that was one of them. And she'd also given me a healing for my liver. She did a consistent healing for the liver. And I could really feel it working in there. So I could feel at times there was stuff going on. So, you know, it was really good. And I definitely feel more sort of revitalized since she's done that healing.
So what makes Master Carol a teacher that you want to study with?
I think we're very blessed here in Australia to have Master Carol. She's the only lineage holder of Master Shah, and that's really quite a profound statement to say.
Yeah.
I enjoy being her student and being taught by her, and to have the honour of that here in Australia, I think it's an opportunity that no one should miss.
Mm.
So I'm grabbing it. And because, you know, this may not be an opportunity forever, so we never know where she's going to be, where this calligraphy is going to take her, and I feel it's going to take her to ever greater heights. And so to be able to receive as much teaching from her in these early days is so important for my journey, but for everybody else's as well. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. And where do you plan to go next with calligraphy, Tina?
I would actually like to become a master healer.
Good.
That is, yeah, that to increase the power of the healing, to learn new characters and to be able to use it more and more is where I want to go. So that is why I go to the classes, to show heaven I'm committed, to show Master Carol, Master Shah that I'm committed to the work, yes.
Yeah, and there's a big bonus when you become a dark calligraphy master healer, because then you receive Master Shah's dark calligraphy book.
Yes, and I do want to receive that. Yes, I know. And
yeah.
To have that would be fantastic, and I know that really if you're serious about this, you go down that path, and
yeah.
I am serious about it. So yes, it is the next big step for me, and I'm working towards it. So that's why I'm doing as many. I do the online courses,
yes,
because sometimes I can't attend the retreats, and I found that actually his online courses are just as profound as, you know, being present, and you're getting still lots of guidance there. You can send in your calligraphies, and they'll review them, and they'll correct them, and they'll send them back to you. So I'm finding that the online is certainly a very powerful way to learn this as well.
Wonderful. Great. So you look like and sound like you have your journey mapped out, and there's lots on offer.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I'm excited about it.
Wonderful. Even better. Well, all the very best for your journey, Tina.
Thank you, Master Merv. Thank you for having me.
So here in Sydney, in person, and in Australia, you can study this ancient healing art that comes from the ancient days, from ancient China, Tao Oneness style, one stroke called Yi Bi Zi, that Dr. and Master Shah has brought to us. You can find some of his teachings on voddrshah.com, or you can go to Soul Mind Body Healing Center Facebook page here in Sydney, and you can find our events and you can find Master Carol. Receive her powerful, powerful healing services and join her classes. As Tina shared, Master Carol Liu is Master Sha's only Tao calligraphy lineage holder at this time. So the power she carries in the healing power is truly phenomenal. The wisdom she has access to as the lineage holder is beyond the logical mind and the theory and the concepts, but she has access to the higher intelligence and the deeper wisdom through being a lineage holder. So therefore, how and what she teaches to others is truly, truly very profound. So I sincerely welcome you to receive healing if you are in need of healing. If you suffer from any physical conditions, emotional conditions, relationship challenges, or you would like your business to receive a blessing, just like Tina shared. Every and any aspect of life can receive healing blessings through Tao calligraphy. Or if you would like to learn this healing art yourself, you can join ongoing weekly classes as well as weekend workshops via webcast. You can join them anywhere around the world as well. Thank you for being here with us today, and thank you for listening. I would like to offer you a Tao song blessing. You can make one healing request today, whatever you would like a healing blessing for, any aspect of your life. Please close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Open and relax. And the Tao song blessing begins. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It has been my great delight and joy to be here with you and have Tina Bacala with us here, one of the Sydney Tao Calligraphy Soul Healers, and share the joy of learning Tao Calligraphy and the benefits we can have in our lives. Have a wonderful rest of the day and week, and I will be with you again next week. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.